Page 97. The artist behind the poster.
All right, well, maybe the name Shepherd Fairey doesn't ring a bell to you, but we're certain you have seen his work. His pop art portrait of Barack Obama became one of the most prominent symbols of the campaign. As our Ted Rollins explains, the fame that has followed is sweet vindication for an artist who's often bucked the establishment.
This is the official inauguration poster.
On one hand, it makes perfect sense that Shepherd Fairey was chosen to create the official Obama inauguration poster. After all,
there we go.
He's the artist behind this image of the president-elect that became synonymous with the Obama campaign. On the other hand, picking Shepherd Fairey could be seen as controversial.
I'm an artist with a somewhat sordid past in terms of doing street art that some people consider illegal. Right.
Fairey is a street art legend. If you live in an urban area, chances are you've seen his work, and there's a good chance it was put up illegally. By his own account, Fairey has been arrested more than a dozen times. Go to YouTube and you can find videos of him in action. So how did this guy get hooked up with Obama?
And when he announced he was running for president, I thought I would love to lend my talents in support of his campaign in any way possible.
He says he contacted the campaign. They gave him an unofficial go-ahead to submit work, and he came up with this.
The original image that I did said progress, and the campaign got in touch with me after that had been out for about a week and said, do you mind using hope? We like the word hope.
The hope poster was an instant hit. After that, he made change, then vote.
I received a letter from Barack Obama thanking me only a month after creating the Hope poster, saying, thank you for lending your support to your artistic support to my campaign.
The Smithsonian is adding his Obama art to the permanent collection at the National Portrait Gallery, and Time magazine commissioned Fairey to create its Person of the Year cover.
Copyright CNN.